start this podcast with a chant. Come on, everyone. Okay, no, I'm just kidding. Don't.
It is recording now.
Oh, okay, sweet. Welcome to the Five Gamers Podcast. Today with us, we got Ivan.
Yo.
You got Jamie.
So.
You got Bento.
Sup, sup.
You got me, Fernando. What's up? What's good, Fifth Fleet? Let's just do it how we always do it. Actually, I'm going to ask how everyone's 2 weeks been. How's everyone's 2 weeks been? Everyone good?
Yeah.
Everyone feeling good? So, like, you know how everything is supposed to open up on the 15th, right? Mm-hmm. Or, like, start opening up. Some stuff, sorry.
Yeah.
Does that mean, like, 2 weeks from now we could finally get together, or are we going to still maintain this social distancing?
Well, we technically could have before, because the limit in Alberta was only 15 people.
Yeah, I know. So, too bad. Bunch of bitches in our group, am I right, guys?
So, I mean, we could.
It's I'll let you guys decide. I don't want anyone to feel uncomfortable, like they could get sick. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that if you don't come in 2 weeks, you're off the podcast.
Oh, well then.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just playing. Yeah, we'll make a decision 2 weeks from now and see where everyone's at. Anyways, let's talk about what we've been playing, because that's how we start every podcast. I'm going to start with Bento.
Bento? Who's that guy?
Is that gay? Stupid,
I'm so stupid. I guess I'll start with I don't know, with all the talk of The Last of Us and stuff. I played through that.
You played? Oh, wait, what?
All
the way through.
Oh yeah, you played Last of Us. I thought you were talking about Last of Us 2.
Oh no!
Sorry. Last of Us. That's right.
Yeah, so played through that.
How long did that take you?
I did it. I played it pretty much like most of last weekend.
Oh, okay.
So I started it on Saturday and then beat it on Monday night.
Damn. Okay.
And then on Tuesday night, I did the DLC, Left Behind.
All right.
Yep. Because it's like, frick, I barely remembered Left Behind.
What is it? Isn't it just you're Ellie and you're just playing around with some other little girl?
It's kind of like, does like two parts. Do you remember in The Last of Us when, spoiler alert, Joel like falls on that rebar and he gets like impaled by that metal?
I do remember that part.
Take care of him.
Mm-hmm.
So half of Left Behind is like what Ellie does, kind of to take care of him. So you're like in this mall and you're trying to find him medical supplies so you can like stitch him up and stuff like that. And then the other half is like the story of how Ellie gets bit, because you know she has like, they know that she's immune because she has a bite mark, and it's like her best friend and her like go off alone because her best friend's joining the Fireflies.
Okay.
And then through them like messing around, they both get bit. And they're like, oh, let's just, like, wait it out. So then, obviously, they don't show this, but obviously, like, her friend turns and dies, and she just never does. And so, it kind of just, like, jumps back and forth between those, like, two things.
That must have been, that really proves how much you like the game when you play the DLC.
Facts. True. That is...
Which
complete
is
truth being told.
I did play the DLC like back in the day, but it's weird how I like totally most of it didn't even really remember it. Whereas like the main game, I felt like a lot of it. I remember.
You remember?
Yeah.
Nice.
But.
Yeah, I mean DLC is just so like secondary sometimes that it's hard to really remember stuff.
Yeah, I probably just like quickly played it, like I'll stop playing something else because it's not that long. It's like 2 to 3 hours long.
Oh, okay.
So, but it's actually
the next DLC I'll get is probably the Pokemon one. Like, it's probably about it though. I don't remember the last time I played a DLC. Do you guys know what DLCs you played?
I've played a lot.
Well, Jamie, we know, does a ton. He does this one game called Destiny 2. I don't know. It gets DLC every week, and he plays it.
Jamie, really? That's like, there's only been two DLCs technically for, well, I guess
not. But you do other ones, season. Like you did like all the Spider-Man stuff.
Yeah.
You did the fucking too. Witcher shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when DLC I bought Witcher, king, like. Bro. Came with those, I guess, or okay, I yeah, bought the. Yeah,
I'll probably try when Controls comes out on Xbox. I'll probably give it a go, maybe.
Oh yeah, did you did the Control DLC as well, didn't you, Jamie?
Yeah,
that one. Did you do the Horizon one as well?
Frozen Wilds, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. What else? There's like, let me see what I was playing before. Actually, yeah, shit, maybe that's it.
I saw Jamie playing freaking Remake again. I was like, dude, you platinum this. What do you have to fucking do?
I just felt like playing it again. I'm just like, fuck, I just can't get enough.
Well, yeah. That means it's good.
Exactly.
I'm glad for you. I'm happy.
I tried playing more of it yesterday. For the first time, I was like, played like 15 minutes. I was like, I don't want to play this.
Bro, just don't even. But it's okay, Bento. It's okay.
I know.
There you go.
Yeah, I feel like the amount of times that you've tried to go back in and just couldn't do it, it basically justifies you playing it for the year if you want.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Like, if you go back and then it's just like, I don't want to be doing this.
True.
You know, there's a lot of other games out there, man. There's a lot of games, a lot of anime games. What?
What else did I do? Still like more Diablo, like working through that. I got like the season set on Switch for Crusader. And then still been like running through with Rob a couple nights a week.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so, just trying to get... What Torment are you at right now?
We've done up to, like, 12 or 13 now.
Okay. What's the max?
16.
Oh, nice. Shit, y'all are close.
Yeah, like, we've just been, like, grinding through, like, rifts and greater rifts, and we've both been, like, working off of a builds that we found online.
Yeah, yeah.
So just kind of, like, trying to get all the pieces to that build.
Nice.
I think we're both like pretty close or only have like one piece left or something.
Shit.
As far as like rings, I think I just need like a belt and a ring or something left.
Y'all collecting crazy amounts of Paragon points as well?
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. I think we're like the 300s for Paragon level.
That's dope, because all that carries over after the season character, like, is done?
Yeah, yeah, like, Paragon stuff carries over except when you're, like, currently in a season.
Yeah, exactly. Like, once the new season starts, it doesn't carry to that character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then what else? I did think, I was like, fuck, like, what else can I kind of play? I've been watching the show Vikings. As well.
Oh.
I was like, oh, Vikings. I was like, what's a cool Viking game? And then also, I was like, maybe I'll play God of War again.
Oh, shit. So I can't wait till someone talks about God of War. Can't wait till that happens.
Yeah. So I played some God of War.
He's laughing like he hasn't played it. But it's okay. We'll see when we get to him. Anyways, Vikings and the Assassin's Creed Viking shit came out too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can talk about how shitty its gameplay trailer was with the Xbox thing.
Totally watched it. That bad. Totally did.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah. I can't wait to talk about it. Can't wait.
The whole thing.
The whole thing, Ivan. It was crazy.
Yeah.
You remember when the Xbox logo came up? Whoa!
Mind blown.
I know.
Way to do your research, guys.
Hey, tell me my statement was wrong. How about that? Tell me that I was wrong, that an Xbox logo did not pop up.
It didn't. It was a new Xbox logo.
No! Oh, no!
Just kidding. It did.
Anything else you've been playing?
No, that's about it.
Yeah, just God of War, went through The Last of Us again.
Yep, Diablo.
Nice, Diablo, yeah.
Tried Final Fantasy again.
All right, let's save the best for last. So we're going to go with Jamie this time.
Well, what's up?
What have you been playing these last 2 weeks besides Final Fantasy again?
Well, besides Final Fantasy VII Remake, you mean?
Sure.
Yeah, because I did
Final Fantasy VII.
I OG Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I get why you corrected me. Thanks.
So that's the first, like, that was pretty much a completely different game for me. Like there was so much that I didn't do the first time I was playing it, because this is basically my second time through, and it's like the first time I got more than a yellow chocobo. This is the first time where I actually knew what I was doing, where I could actually follow the story. So I actually knew what was happening, where some stuff would have gone over my head back then. Like, now I'm just like, oh, okay. And like, seeing how it came about in the remake, I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool kind of thing. I also went up and beat like all the optional bosses. So like Emerald Weapon and Ruby Weapon, and like got all their broken ass stuff that you get from it. It's like, and man, like the last part too was just me just steamrolling through everything just because I was so OP, and I didn't even use that stupid Knights of the Round thing because it takes too long to do. I had to like use so much for all, the PS4 version comes with like sort of cheats type deal, so you can pretty much like heal your life and get instant limit breaks if you wanted to. But the big thing that I kept using it is x3 speed. So watching 6 Knights of the Round summons like went by in x3 speed is an interesting experience. So that was that.
Nice.
Yeah. Like, that was the first time I've seen that summon called Knights of the Round. I'm just like, oh, like, that's just a limit break on steroids, basically. Yeah. It's like, what else? I played a bit more FF12 as well.
Oh, okay. Zodiac?
Yeah. Man. It's kind of, I feel like it's tough for me to play that game. It's,
ooh, why? Yeah. See why it's crap.
No, it's not. Well,
I even cry because he crap. Loves it. It's his favorite game of all time. I don't know if you know this.
Whoa, I didn't even know that. Yeah,
it feels a lot like Assassin's Creed Odyssey to me, where it just, like, it's a bit too sprawling sometimes. There's a lot of walking around, even with, like, x2 speed on it. I like some of the concepts. The battle system, like, it's not my favorite, but it's not bad. Like, I do a lot of, I feel like I use gambits a lot less than I should, but I feel like it's also necessary for me to do that, because what I want them to do is not really covered by a gambit, I feel. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you're like, you beat that game, right, Ivan?
Yeah, but I barely remember it. I was going to ask you to tell me what a gambit was, because I forgot.
Gambits are like the... They're pretty much like your commands that you can give characters so that they do certain things when like a criteria is reached. So like if an ally's HP is like 40%, you can make them automatically cast Cura kind of thing.
Oh, right.
Right?
It's basically... Excel macros, Ivan.
Yeah. sick.
You can get it pretty much. Well, it's pretty much auto battle if you set it up properly.
Yeah.
Right.
But
yeah.
Then there's like a lot of boss fights where you do have to keep an eye out, where you do need them to do certain abilities for a certain time, and then you have to go in, turn off the gambits, and make sure like certain gambits are like being looked after. Like if you know the boss is gonna cast like blind on you, like you make sure someone automatically goes and unblinds the ally kind of thing.
Yeah, because you can like force them to do something if you really want to, or if you're lazy, you just hope that it works out for the best.
Yeah, well, also there's the thing where like I think I have the gambit set up like ally less than 40% cure, and sometimes I'm just like, they're dying, what are you doing attacking? Like fucking goddamn. So that's sometimes a bit frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and I don't know, I don't like how they do the limit breaks or the quickenings, as they call it.
What did you cut out for a second? Could you repeat that? I'm sorry.
I don't like how they do the limit breaks. Hello? Fernando? Hello?
Is it me cutting out or is someone else cutting out?
It sounds fine. Me.
Yeah.
Oh, it might be me. It might be my own head. My bad, Jamie. I am so sorry.
Okay.
Continue, please.
I'm just saying that I don't like how they do the... Well, for me, since I'm used to like 7, where they go in and do their attacks like kind of in real time, in FF12, they go into this like all in an alternate dimension and just like do their thing. It's not even tied to their weapon. Well, I guess it's weird because they have their own classes, but I don't know. It's just... It's such a disconnect.
I don't recall that. But...
Like, yeah, they just like the enemy and the character just warps into like this space, and then they just like call for like what, some weird magic or whatever that they do. Huh. Yeah. And then the summons are different because it's not the traditional summons. It's like all these other ones, because all the traditional summons are like airship names. So that was bizarre. Not that it's a big deal. It's just something that was interesting.
Just different.
Yeah, it's just different. Well, also maybe it might be my fault because I'm like focusing on the side quests too much too. But I feel like their side quest stuff is kind of weak. Like how they do it, except the hunts. The hunts are interesting at least, but like I feel like the side quests are just like random ass dialogue that you could have blinked and you've missed it.
You still gotta remember that it's like a PS2 game.
Oh yeah, holy shit, I forgot about that.
Right?
So, I mean, a lot of this stuff is gonna be like pretty dated.
But still, I mean, I feel like all the other games did it better, though.
Like, I guess you did just play 7.
Like the yeah. But I mean, I feel it's not just 7 though. Like even from what I remember, like 9 and 10, right?
Yeah, those two were pretty simple. Like just play and go. I think 12 really tried to mix things up, so maybe it just got a little convoluted.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
Like you said, it does like kind of like opened it up, maybe to a fault.
Mm-hmm.
As well.
Yeah.
I guess I understand, like, when it was trying... Maybe if I played it sooner, like, I would have been more open to trying out new things. So maybe that's on me. I don't know. I just don't have, like, the... history behind it, I guess.
Maybe.
Maybe?
Mm-hmm. And it feels too MMO, because it does feel like a single-player MMO. It's kind of bizarre.
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know. It's not bad. I'm enjoying it. I'll try to beat it. I think I can.
Yeah.
For me, personally, it's just like, I remember when I first played it was like when it first came out. So the graphics looked pretty awesome with all the knights and the weirdness there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, don't get me wrong. Like, that's not a deal breaker. Like, it's fine. The aesthetics of it are actually pretty unique. I like it. But, cool. Yeah. Other than that, it's just those gameplay things, really. Someone like sent me a message because they saw me playing, and they're just like, "Best gameplay, like worst story." But I don't know. I don't find a story that bad so far.
And then you find the gameplay like meh.
Yeah, I find the gameplay kind of meh, but I've played worse. It's fine.
All matter of opinion, I guess.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know. I'll keep at it. Oh yeah, because I felt guilty playing the 7 remake, I made sure and went back and beat Death Stranding.
Oh, okay.
So you did finish it?
I did finish it.
That thing?
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. It's a trip.
Come on, bro. Just stop lying. Just say I hated it. It's okay. Why?
I don't know. It's fine. I enjoyed it for what it was.
Did you like the ending?
Yeah, I think so. You only get one ending, right?
What?
You only get one ending, right?
That is correct.
Okay. Yeah, it was good.
Cool.
Like, man. I think it answered all my questions. Did you guys have questions, like, afterwards kind of thing? Because I remember, like, a lot of discussions, like, debating that.
Always. I think I had a lot of questions, to be honest. But I don't remember them.
I think me and you, Ivan, talked about it, how we, like, actually thought it did, like, a pretty good job at answering lots of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think we were saying that it's unique in the whole Hideo Kojima storyline thing because it does tie things off.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But what was... Ah, fuck, I forget. No, I'm cool.
Yeah. I don't know. I did, yeah. I powered through like the end part. Like, I think I stopped like trying to 5-star everything once I hit South Knot City. Was it? Yeah, but I mean, I still did some 5-star stuff by just like because it was kind of on the way. But everything else, like, I don't think I had less than like 3 stars on everything though. So I did that much at least.
How long did it take you in the end?
Oh my god, it's like 110 hours.
Damn.
Nice. Yeah.
I built all the roads though, so.
Oh shit.
Yes. Yeah.
Did you
going
guys...
Ivan style?
Yeah. Did you guys do the pizza missions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that I did was... like one or two maybe.
Oh. Yeah, no, the final pizza mission is interesting.
I think that's part of what led me to building all the roads and shit, was because I wanted to do all the pizza missions really easily. So if you just zip line across the whole map, you don't even need to worry.
Yeah, except that one part where you have to run.
Yeah, but I mean, you know,
yeah,
everything else was easy.
Yeah. It's just too bad the reward, like, I used it, like, once because of how the battles were set up. I was kind of annoyed at that, but I'm like, okay.
What was the reward for it?
You get, so, you know all your base weapons?
Yeah.
So, instead of, like, level 3, they get a custom level, basically. And instead of, on top of the hematic and the normal bullets that you get, you can use chiral rounds. So, your chiral stock to do more damage, basically, because it's more powerful than hematic rounds.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. But then, you get it right before the Vietnam battlefield. Yeah, so I'm just like, oh, well, alright. And then after that, obviously, like, your guns are not going to be as effective against everything else. Because the next three fights, like... Two of them I ran from, and then the one I had to use heavy ordnance. So I'm just like, well, I'm going to use a rocket launcher. Thank you. And there's no custom version for that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Nice. So that's it so far?
I started playing City Skylines today.
Oh, that's right, for the free, right?
Yeah. I'm still getting used to it. I don't know what's going on.
Well,
You just started, though.
Yeah, I just started, so we'll see. But some busy work, we'll see.
Yeah, I think with games like that, it's always kind of weird transitioning from like a keyboard mouse combination to a controller because it doesn't like it weirdly maps, right? Like it's not nearly as easily.
Exactly. Well, I mean, just, but like once you get used to it, right, then it's just really just you playing. Like, if you don't know the difference, you don't know the difference.
True,
Yeah.
but it's never intuitive is my big thing, I guess.
That's fair. Yeah, because there is a lot of just like press this to like what would have been like a mouse over. So it's like you have to press a button to get information kind of thing. Kind of stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
That's me.
Ivan, what you been playing this week?
Well, I've been playing God of War.
Yes. 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 Yes.
I
Yes. Yes. Yes.
said
And is it
I
the most
would.
incredible thing you've ever played in your entire fucking life?
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Oh my God, kill me.
But it's pretty awesome. I understand
Yeah, you do.
why you guys made such a big deal about
Oh,
it.
shit. Where are you at?
So I just got Mimir's head reanimated and talked to the world serpent, and I'm on a quest to find the magic chisel, I think. But like yeah, I think so like going way back to when you guys first played it, you always talked about how it's like a semi-open map, but not fully open. In the lake area. So I've been doing all the side stuff I can really before I, as I typically do before I continue with the story. So I've been doing a lot of exploring and trying to get all the ravens and trying to get all the treasure chests. I really like how it's set up so that when you go to the map, it tells you how many of each thing you've gotten in that area. So it lets me like gauge how far I need to go or
That does
like where
make
I need to
it
explore.
easier for just like collecting shit, I guess.
Yeah, and like yeah, I mean you guys weren't wrong. It's fucking it's satisfying. It's
Nice.
like yeah, using the axe is like unreal. It's oh man, it like I just there's something about it that is very satisfying, and even without that, like I like when he like when you just do fist combat and like use your shield, it's all very like
Oh
it's like
yeah.
you can actually feel
It's like
it.
some of the best combat around.
Yeah, I just feel like you're just fucking just pounding.
Like the first time you call back the axe and just like the feeling of that for some reason, like you said, it's just so satisfying.
Yeah, it's pretty great. Looks amazing. I think there's probably bet games that look better than it now, but like, for what it was probably at the time probably the best looking thing I can imagine.
Yeah.
Even now, like, what's better now?
I think certain parts of Death Stranding you could
Okay, you
argue look
see, I
better.
knew you were gonna say that, and it just, I don't know
I
why I asked. I don't know why I fucking
that's why
asked.
I didn't say
Fucking
anything because I
just
was like,
kill me.
I know he's gonna do
God, it just enraged me. I was like, why did I ask? Don't say, the
just
whole
give a
time I was
little
saying, don't say
credit.
Death Stranding. I don't want to give it any credit, but
It's
go
using
on, go on.
Death Stranding uses the Horizon Zero Dawn engine, which is also a really good looking game.
Let me puke. Jeez.
I also like they do such a good job of making Atreus helpful and not annoying in any way.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't
Yeah.
die, obviously, and like he puts a massive amount of stun on these guys, so I'm just tearing them apart half the time.
Oh, yeah. He ends up being, like, integral.
Yeah.
Or, like, have to. Especially when you're, like, doing the hard battles of the Valkyries.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Those are, like, side type stuff, so I don't know. I could see you doing them.
Yeah, I think I'm, like, working my way there for sure. Because it's got something to do with the bowls or the braziers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I've got three of them open.
Yeah, they're side stuff, but they're pretty, like, difficult.
Oh, okay.
So, like, without him, especially the very last one, it's, like, the hardest fight in the game.
Okay.
Like, without him, like, it'll be so fucking hard.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's going to be great. The set piece, so I just fought that one electric dragon.
Oh, okay. Oh, nice. That fight is fucking dope.
That's crazy. It's like a massive, like, it's an insane set piece. Like, it was pretty awesome. It wasn't too hard of a fight. I guess it makes sense because you're fighting this giant thing and they can't do anything too crazy, but it just looked really cool.
They always, like, all the God of War games do, like, scale and, like, those massive set pieces and just, like, how you're just, like, a regular human.
But yeah.
Regular human size, but then you're fighting these massive-ass things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, God of War always does those, like, better than anyone else.
Mm-hmm. And then I actually, you know, like, listening to them talk is really interesting on the boat. I find Kratos really funny. And I don't think I don't know whether it's intentional or not, but, like, his responses to his son are hilarious to me because it's just, like, so abrupt, no emotion whatsoever. And his kid's just like, oh.
Yeah, it's like, because I didn't have a dad, it's what I imagined what having a dad would be like.
Is it that? Well, so I think it is obviously intentional where Kratos, it's not his. Like, this is new to him, right? Like, he is not the stay-at-home kind of person.
Yeah.
Do all this stuff. So, like, yeah, I think it's meant to show that it's a little bit awkward with both of them.
At least he didn't abandon his kid. Anyways, let's
damn. That is fair.
No, I'm not.
Talk
I'm not
to someone, Fernando.
No, we good. I'm just kidding.
And now we have Mimir. So, dude, like,
oh, dude.
Oh, yeah.
He's gonna give you all sorts of cool stories and stuff like that.
You're just gonna be on the boat, just fucking paddling around, just listening to what he has to say.
Well, honestly, when they're in the middle of a story, I just wait. I'm like at my destination, but I'm just like, I'm gonna wait till the end of the story because I want to hear what happens.
I used to do that too. And I can't think of, like, any other game that does, like, those offhand, just, like, conversations while you're, like, traversing or something.
Yeah.
Where you actually want to keep listening.
Yeah, like, pulls you in, and you're like, tell me the rest of the story, father.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's pretty cool. And then, yeah, now that you have Mimir, like, he kind of, like, tells stories, but, like, really well. So you're the same thing. You're just like, oh, I don't want to stop listening to this story.
Yeah. Yeah, and the puzzles are, like, I find the puzzles really, like, fun. I mean, they're pretty simple, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I get it now. I get it.
Nice.
Arguably, what year did this come out? It was the same year as Breath of the Wild, right?
That is a good question.
Couldn't be. Because I feel like Breath of the Wild, like, won by, like, a landslide because nothing else was, like, competing against it. Or wasn't it?
God of War was,
I think it came out with Red Dead Redemption, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then that was like the controversy at like the video game awards, like Red Dead won everything except the actual good one.
Yeah.
Game of the year.
The actual game of the year. Yeah. God of War took it, stupid bitches.
Breath of the Wild was 2017 and God of War was 2018.
Okay. Yeah, that would have been my game of the year that year for sure.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I couldn't even imagine anything else comparing to it.
Yeah, Red Dead wasn't good, trust me.
we can't trust you, you didn't even play it.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't play it. I watch it and it's crap, so I'm like, yeah, that's probably crap.
Wow. You're crazy.
No, man. I'm just playing. Hey, horses are cool.
Yeah, so I mean, do I have a lot left? Probably.
I think I'd say you might be halfway. Do you think he's halfway or not yet?
It might be like half-ish, like when you get Mimir.
Mimir, I feel like that was like 25-40% of the game, maybe.
Okay, cool.
I don't know. It's been a while.
Well, he said he
has it been?
I actually have not found a way to check that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if there was.
I don't remember, to be honest.
I think maybe like 20 hours.
I guess if you've been doing like a lot of exploring, because I think it's like 40, 50-hour game kind of deal. Maybe.
You know what revolutionary system tells you how long you've been playing? The Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
Just saying.
After like 10 days of playing it.
Hey, man.
So he wouldn't even know yet.
Wouldn't he, though? Wouldn't he?
No, he wouldn't.
Oh, man. And then, yeah, I mean, besides God of War, Animal Crossing, Diablo, the usual stuff.
The huge?
Yep.
Nice. Who?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
Man, that's the complex question when you just ask it like that. And it's complex because I did not play a single second of games. I am so sorry.
God.
I am so sorry. I'm so sorry. I tried. I swear. I tried. I didn't try.
You're so broken Matt Hardy now.
I know. But I got caught up just watching anime. You know, that's my life.
What have you been watching?
Okay, fine. I'll give a recommendation. I watched this one called Cautious Hero.
Oh, okay.
And it's actually pretty hilarious. It's only 12 episodes long. It's essentially this angel gets an S tier like mission, which is like the most difficult type of mission. So she has to find a hero, and she gets like 1,000 different like humans that can be heroes, but their stats are all crap. And then she finally finds this one dude with incredible stats. She brings him in, but she didn't read what the problem with him was, which was that he's overly cautious. So literally in the first, he like goes in, he runs into essentially like a Caterpie, if you will, like the weakest of the weakest enemies. It was just this little jelly. And he like starts hitting it with like 50 like fire bombs and stuff like that. And then he like grabs a broom and he like puts the ashes all into a pile, and then he starts like hitting the ashes with like more fire. So he does shit like that, and the show is actually one of the funniest shows I've ever seen. So yeah, and like 20 other things, but I'll just leave it at that for now. I'll just leave it at that.
Just anime, man.
Naruto, right?
Yeah, I finished that. Yeah. It was really fucking good. I get why it's like one of the best animes. Like, or the popularity of it.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's probably up there as one of my favorites for sure. I wish I had watched it when I was younger. Like, it's really, really, really fucking good. Holy shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Should we go to the news?
Sure.
Yeah. All right. We'll get to the Xbox stuff after.
Sure.
So I guess the Switch sales came out, and I guess the Switch sales are over 55 million at this point. And they also released, as of March 31st, the top 10 selling games on the Switch. Would you guys like me to go over them?
Sure.
All right. At number 10, we got New Super Mario Bros. Deluxe at 6 million. So, okay, we'll go over the list. Okay, Super Mario Party at 10 million. Splatoon 2 at 10 mil. Animal Crossing already at 11.7 mil.
Damn.
Then after that, we got Pokemon Let's Go at 12 mil. Pokemon Sword and Shield at 17.37 mil. Super Mario Odyssey at 17.41. The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild at 17.41. Super Smash Bros. Ultimate at 18.84. And Mario Kart 8 Deluxe at 24.77 mil.
Oh,
damn.
That's crazy.
That's like almost 50% of all Switches about Mario Kart.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not really surprising, I guess, because I'm hearing a lot of people who on podcasts who don't really game are buying Switches because of the isolation thing, and they're all playing Mario Kart.
They're so hard to find right now, Switches.
Yeah.
And also at one point, wasn't Mario Kart bundled in with the Switch, essentially?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, does that count? I wonder if that counts to the... Well, obviously it would, right?
They usually count those, because remember, they always count like Wii Sports as like one of the top selling games ever. But it was just because it was a pack-in for the Wii.
Yeah.
Which sold gangbusters.
Makes sense.
I guess if we're talking about games that I'm shocked aren't here, I think the biggest one would be Super Mario Maker 2.
Apparently it just got pushed off the list.
Oh,
what I read. So it's like right around that 6 million range, I think.
It's okay, so actually I also got a list of games. And it's so Super Mario Maker 2 is at 5.48 million.
Yeah.
It's right under Super Mario Bros. Deluxe and Luigi's Mansion 3.
Yeah. So I think it was like the last time they released this list, it was like up on the top 10, but got pushed off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, there's a couple of games here that I'm shocked at how much they sold. Like, I know Link's Awakening was going to sell a lot, but 4.38 mil in the last fiscal year, which is pretty good, 4.38 mil for Link's Awakening.
Yeah.
Fire Emblem Three Houses, almost at 3 mil. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 at 1.8 mil. Astral Chain at 1.8 mil. Like, that's a lot. Like, there's certain games that would kill for, like, numbers like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all pretty good, but I mean, the Switch is pretty popular. And I think even from like a while, like the attachment rate, like the amount of games each person buys per Switch is quite a few.
Yeah.
Well, superior system, yeah.
That's how superior systems do it, right? Like, you just didn't you and me, Ivan, make a bet once about which would sell better, Pokemon or Zelda?
We did.
Yeah.
And it's Zelda, eh?
Like, at the moment, give it some time, though.
What's the
DLC's got to come out, bro.
What's the spread again between those two? Zelda was at 17 million.
It was like only like maybe 0.5 mil or something like that. Sorry. Let me just check.
Sorry. Curious.
Sorry about this. Here it is. All right, so Pokemon Sword and Shield is at 17.37 million.
Yeah.
And Breath of the Wild is at 17.41.
Oh,
very close. Yeah. Like 0.5 mil.
Yeah, but did we have a timeline or is it just lifetime?
If it was lifetime, this bet would never hit. I think it was supposed to be a year each.
I think so. In which case, are then Pokemon would have won, right?
Well, I think it hasn't been out for a year yet.
Hasn't? Wouldn't last November have been a whole year?
Oh, would it?
Or did it come out last November? Am I confused?
I thought it came out last November.
This November.
Oh, okay.
The one that just passed.
The one that... Oh, okay. Okay.
November 15th, 2019. Yeah, so just like the November that just passed.
My God. I don't know what day it is.
What are days? Am I right?
So true.
Yeah, I think the most shocking's got to be Mario Kart 8, though. Like, I know it's a good game and stuff, but almost half.
I think it's like what Ivan says, like, everyone, even like people that don't really play games, have like an experience playing Mario Kart. So then when they're all sitting at home bored and they just bought a Switch, they're like, oh, I'll play Mario Kart.
Oh, yeah. Facts.
I think it's just like non-gamer people like play that game too.
And you know what? Animal Crossing still has some time. Like, they just came out, what, like 2 months ago?
It's been
2 months? And it's already, like, it's halfway already up the list? It's already
outsold, like, the full lifetime of, or it's, like, close to the lifetime sales of the last two, like, New Leaf.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was, like, 11 or 12 million for, like, the whole lifetime. For it's sure. already, like, up there.
Yeah, it's at 11.77, and it's in the top 10, so...
Yeah.
Wasn't it also the Switches had the highest sales in 1 month for the Switch?
Yeah. So lifetime totals of 55.77 million. It doesn't say here, sorry.
I heard on, like, someone else's podcast that there was, like, a couple things that were still faster.
Oh, okay.
But it was like up there. But
damn,
I actually well, have the numbers or anything.
Well, good on the Switch. Am I it's right, Ivan? Like
perfect timing with all this, right?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, facts.
I'm sure, like, people are just like spending so much more time playing games.
But, you know, like, it is perfect timing and stuff, but there is two other systems, and why is no one picking the other two systems? This is all I'm, like, doesn't seem like PS4 and Xbox. So. Yeah, just putting that out there.
You're only reading Switch numbers.
Oh, okay, you're right. Are they selling well too? I just assume
that it's selling.
It's just that, like, stuff. If it was, you'd think someone would say something. Like, I just went through the news, and no one has said anything about PS4 or Xbox. That's why I assume that.
Well, I wouldn't say Xbox.
Oh, okay.
I wonder and if it's
plus just... the talk of, like, new consoles for those ones are going to obviously slow down sales as well, because everyone's just going to wait.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Yeah, actually, I had someone talk to me, and they were like, oh, I might get a place. I was thinking of getting a PlayStation for the lockdown, but then I remembered that they were going to come out at the end of the year, so probably not going to get it.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense then. Just saying.
Yeah.
You know, if you're selling well, release some sales numbers, right?
I mean, as of... Well, you know, the PS4 is like... sold pretty crazy. Like, it's over 100 million in sales.
Oh, yeah.
As of December 2019, it was at, like, 104 million.
Switch is halfway there. Come on, Switch. Do this. Let's go. Let's do this. Team Switch, guys. Team Switch. Am I right?
Yeah.
I know Switch has surpassed Xbox now for sales.
But that's, like, too easy. That's true. Too easy. Like, it's Xbox, you know.
Oh, when you're playing with Rob and Yosef, have you guys been able to get him the set for his...
Oh, yeah, record? That stupid Astard. No?
No. Which is so funny, because I got that... I mean, Ivan has it, and I got that set on Switch. because I did Crusader, and that's what Ilsa was doing. That's like, oh, it's such a powerful build. Like, it's so insane. Good.
Yeah.
So it's just like, you fucking idiot.
So does he hold you guys back?
Oh, 100%. Because he didn't play with us last week. So we just said, like, fuck it. And we just, like, did it on our own.
Yeah.
And that's how we were doing, like, way higher. We're doing, like, Torment, like, 12-13 range.
Yeah. And with him?
Yeah, with him, we were, like, the last time we played with him, we were, like, maxed out at, like, Torment, like, 10-ish, I think. 10.
Damn.
And we were getting, like, kind of fucked up.
What?
It was, like, pretty hard.
Well, sometimes, you know, you just gotta kill people, like, and then get them out of your life, you know? Like, what sometimes.
Yeah. Well, when you're missing out on plus 12,000% damage on your main attack, the spinning hammers, like, you're not doing anything. Like,
yeah.
You there you go.
You need that set bonus to be able to, like, kill up of those torments.
What so, yeah, a useless human being. Oh,
damn.
Yeah.
Well, in more news, this we had Assassin's Creed Valhalla announced. You said you saw the gameplay stuff at the Xbox thing?
Yeah, I watched the great. Xbox thing. Well, I don't... The problem was with how they, like, positioned what it was going to be. So they were like, come hang out with our third-party partners to go over, like, our first Xbox Series X gameplay. So you're like, okay, that's pretty sweet. And then they later were like, and we're going to be showing gameplay for Valhalla. And then, like, most of the games, you know, it's just, like, trailers, and then they have like a thing saying like this is comes from gameplay, like it's not actually them like showing gameplay, it's just like using in-game footage to make a trailer.
Okay, yeah.
And that was the same with like the, because one I think like everyone is expecting it to be like actual show like gameplay, like here's like a mission that you would do in Assassin's Creed, but it's just like a cutscene with, yeah, using like in-game footage. And it was just like, and that's all the games really, like it, none of it really seemed like legit gameplay. So then that's like everyone was like super fucking mad.
Damn.
Yeah,
I didn't see that, but I did see the non-gameplay trailer, just the video kind of
experience. Yeah.
And that looked fucking dope.
Yeah.
It did, yeah.
So, I think it was more of just like a positioning thing. I think everyone's like expectations of what they were showing was going to be different.
Yeah.
And then like all the other games were like, because obviously it was third-party games, but most of them it's like... they weren't big series or anything. It was like mostly games that you've never heard of from studios that you've never heard of. And not all of them looked like terrible or anything, but it's kind of just like, I've never heard of any of these things. And then you see the one thing that you've heard of was like this short trailer that had gameplay. So yeah, just like overall, it was like pretty garbage.
Damn.
Jeez.
And they're doing this once a month now?
They're doing kind of like some sort of, they're calling it like Inside Xbox. So it's just like some sort of like direct or state of play or whatever type online thing. Like, yeah, once a month.
Damn.
But I mean, it's kind of like in their messaging, it's kind of been their first misstep so far. Like everything they've said or done has been kind of like praised.
Yeah, and I imagine a lot of it's just people's expectations versus what's actually happening, and
yeah,
people can get mad about stuff like that.
They kind of came out after with like a basic, not like straight up apologizing, but basically like saying like, oh, I think we set the wrong expectations. We'll take your feedback and make it better for next time, kind of thing. But nice. I was kind of thinking about this and I was like, maybe like, because everyone's kind of just like, where's Sony? Where's Sony? Like, but you got to think like, it doesn't really matter that much if you're owning the conversation now, because like, they're so far away still from coming out. If you're owning the conversation later, that's like what's actually more important.
Yeah, I'd probably agree with that.
It's like, who kind of cares right now that like, and then because maybe like Sony is just kind of like holding everything for like way later, and then just have like one big blow up of like so much shit, and everyone's be like, holy fuck, like, here's the look of it, here's like all this crazy like first party games, blah 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 blah, instead of like having this slow trickle of information like so far in advance.
That's true,
but who knows.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Yeah, no, but I completely agree with that. Just, I think maybe they were relying on the fact because they did say they wanted to do that whole monthly thing you guys are saying, right? Like every month?
Yeah, they
kind of do like a little announcement.
Yeah.
And I bet they thought it was going to, you know, like they didn't think the conversation was going to be negative in the way it's been so far. Well, not too negative, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, because like everything they've said and shown before this has been like everyone's been like, oh, that's cool. And the way that they've shown it, like everyone's been pretty positive.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like their first like negative press, I feel like, for Series X.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how it goes. I think, yeah, you're right. It's better to do it the way PlayStation, you know, if you have a bunch of games, like if you have the next whatever Horizon is, and probably a bunch of third-party games as well.
If you can just, like, imagine you could just show, like, all their first-party stuff that would be coming.
Because
you're like, you got to think God of War 2, like Spider-Man 2, Horizon 2. Like, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Even if you're just like, this is coming, that's going to, like, trump out basically, like, anything Xbox could show.
You're probably also going to get, like, a remastered, well, not a remastered, but just a higher quality Last of Us 2 at launch, a higher quality Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
True.
Did we even talk about, like, how Last of Two things was announced? Was it, like, did we talk about it last podcast?
No, I don't think. Because the, like, new announced date, like, actual release date, I think we happened, like, just after we recorded last time.
Right, right. Yeah, because we were talking about how it was delayed indefinitely, I guess, last time.
Yeah, so yeah. At least it only ended up getting delayed like a month. But I think that might have been because of the leaks, which I don't think we talked about either. Like the massive like story leaks that came out.
Did you guys hear
about that?
I heard about it, yeah.
So like originally as well, they thought it was some like disgruntled ex-employee that had like stolen a bunch of the footage and released it, but then like Schreier came out and said like they were saying that that wasn't the case, and then it came out that it was like some hackers hacked them and then like stole it.
Oh shit.
Yeah, apparently they used some code in one of their old games to like somehow break into their network and then like stole all this stuff.
Sheesh.
Yep. But I think that kind of is why they probably just like decided to put another release date on it that wasn't like too far away, because all this like story details are out there. So there's like, oh, I guess we got to get the game out like sooner rather than later.
Yeah, for sure. Have you been avoiding spoilers and shit?
Yeah, I haven't seen anything yet. But I did watch, like, they just dropped, like, a... I sent it to you guys, a story trailer.
Yeah.
I did watch that.
Was it cool? Was it anything new beyond what they've shown already, I guess?
Not really. Okay. There's like some shots in there that are that you haven't seen before, but like the whole idea of like what you think the story is, like, you know, it's basically like, seems like a revenge story of some sort.
Okay, yeah.
And it kind of just like goes along with that.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does seem cool.
And that's kind of, I guess, like, all the actual, like, release date and all that. I was like, fuck, I gotta play The Last of Us. Because I always meant to play it again before the second one came out.
For sure.
Just, like, get a refresher.
That's okay.
Dude, it was so good.
In other stuff, so EVO is canceled this year, and Tokyo Game Show has been canceled.
So, but yeah, Tokyo Game Show is going to do a digital version, they said,
or something? So is EVO, apparently.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess, well, so there may or may not be a format change. Yeah, they'll try to do something, maybe try. We'll see if it goes, but in terms of live events, yeah, it's canceled.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone would expect any different.
Yeah, really. For sure. We got CD Projekt Red announces Cyberpunk 2077 event for June. You guys excited for that by any chance? Like, it's probably going to be like just the gameplay or something, like showing off some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it like at this point, do you just want to fucking play the game?
I just want to play the game.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. Do you guys want to go over the games that were announced at the Xbox Inside Xbox thing?
Sure.
Sure.
Then y'all tell me if anyone seems to catch your attention. So we had Assassin's Creed Valhalla, obviously it's going to be dope. We got Bandai Namco unveils new mind-bending game Scarlet Nexus.
Yeah, it looked like an anime type game, kind of like Astral Chain, but again, there was like not really any gameplay, so you can't really tell too much what it was.
Yeah, like I'm reading some stuff here, and yeah, you're right. It just seems like, yeah, there's not much explained, but yeah, it seems like an Astral Chain type. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like anime game.
Sweet. Then we got the next Madden. Anyone care?
No. It had like Patrick Mahomes talking for a while.
Oh, really? He talked about it?
He's like the cover guy for the next one.
Wait, was he the cover game for the last one? Okay.
Yeah, Lamar's the new one, sorry.
Well, okay. So he was the one talking?
Yeah, Mahomes was talking.
Oh, but Lamar is going to be the cover.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yakuza Like a Dragon.
Woo!
Touched for the very first time. I'm excited for it, obviously.
Yeah.
There's a game
called... I have it on my top five.
Yeah, you did have it in your top five.
Yeah.
The Medium. I guess it's like a reality bending spin on horror is what they're saying here.
Yeah, that one actually like looked kind of cool, I thought. But again, it's kind of just like, I don't really know.
Yeah, it's an atmospheric first person horror shooter, I guess.
Yeah, it kind of reminded like some of the visuals of it reminding me of Control.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking at some of this. It gives me like a Dead Space vibe.
Yeah.
Like just the way there's like growth on the walls and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ew, and something's like biting him. Ew, it's so gross. Bright Memory Infinite. Seems like a first person shooter.
I think that one was actually something impressive about that game was, if it's the right one I'm thinking of, that it's being developed by one person.
Yeah. Like Axiom Verge style?
Yeah, but it's like pretty like it's a first person, like pretty solid, crazy looking graphics.
I don't think so. It says Playism and another studio's first person shooter. It's like studio.
Oh, okay. Bright Memory Infinite?
Is that? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It looks pretty cool, like from what I'm reading. But it's a first person shooter, right? Like, just tough to get into. As long as the idea is unique, I guess, maybe I'll give it a chance, but it's tough. It's tough when it's a FPS.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
I remember it having, like, quite a bit of, like, melee stuff in the trailer, though, as well. Like, it's first person, but you're using, like, melee stuff.
Oh, that's pretty cool. And then we got Deep Silver reveals first look at Chorus. And,
what that was? Oh. Is that the flight one?
Yeah, it's built as a single-player space combat shooter. Another shooter, bro. What's up?
It's my like guns. You're in a like ship, though.
Huh?
You're like it's like flight, space flight.
Oh yeah. Gameplay looks reminiscent of other third-person space shooters like Star Fox.
Yeah.
That's something that Ivan would maybe want to look at.
Hmm.
That one was like one of the few where there's like small clips of you're like, oh, that looks like legit gameplay. I remember.
Next, we got Call of the Sea coming. It's another first person. It's not a shooter, though. It's a first person adventure filled with puzzles that places the player in the role of Nora, a woman searching for her lost husband. An expedition in the 1930s has apparently gone awry, and it's up to you to solve a mystery on an island in the South Pacific.
Yeah, that one like seemed like kind of like a Fire Watch or something like that, like your first person, but it's like a stylized graphics kind of thing.
Yeah, and you're just going around doing puzzles.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Cool.
And then indie studio Neon Giant announces cyberpunk-themed co-op shooter The Ascent.
Oh, yeah, so, I can't remember that.
You see co-op, I have to have friends?
I'm not it's a fan kind of like isometric. View, and you look like you're like cruising around like a cyberpunk looking type world with like mechs and stuff.
Yeah, it just seems like I'm like reading kind of the description, and it just seems very generic in a way. Like The Ascent is named after the in-game corporation, The Ascent Group, which owns everyone and everything. Whoa. However, when the corporation collapses, leaving society in chaos, everyone is left to fend for themselves.
Ooh.
I don't know. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Just seems a little generic. A little generic.
Isometric is kind of cool, though. But.
Yeah.
Next, another friends. So team up with friends because, you know, you got to have friends to play these fucking games. to battle mutated dinosaurs in Second Extinction. What's that, dinosaurs? You thought you were extinct once? Get ready for the second.
It looked like Turok, but like new.
Oh, shit. And it's
just like it's just like FPS, but shooting dinosaurs.
And you have to have three friends. It's three-player cooperative shooter.
Turok was awesome.
Turok was pretty fucking cool. But you know what was the best thing about Turok?
What?
You didn't have to have friends. You could just play fucking single player like a normal fucking sane person.
Yeah.
On the Xbox Twitter, all they say, the something's up, you get to shoot dinosaurs. Enough said.
There you go. It has a T-Rex. Everyone rejoice. Next, we got Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines 2.
Sweet.
Brings Which is like Eternal Night. Okay. Yeah, yeah, vampire game. Is it a fucking FPS?
No, well, it's first person, but it's like an RPG.
Yeah. Oh, got it, got it. Yeah, you're right. It says here, yeah, it's not a shooter, but it's first person.
That is also on my top five.
Ooh.
Yeah. Just had to risk it for the biscuit.
There you go.
It does look kind of cool.
And what's smart delivery?
That's the system where like you just buy it once and it will work on whatever Xbox you have.
Oh, okay.
So, like, if you have a 1X, then it just, like, just works on that. If you have a Series X, it just works on that.
Oh, shit. Okay.
For free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And last but not least, we got Dirt 5. I didn't know there was 4 Dirt so far, but apparently the 5th is coming out, guys.
The big thing with that is they had, like, pretty big name. Like, they had Troy Baker and Nolan North voicing stuff in that game.
Do you think they voiced the cars?
I have no idea. I've never played. That would
be pretty cool.
There's also a game that you missed called Scorn.
But, oh, I missed it? I thought I had said it.
Oh, maybe you did. But it didn't have any gameplay. It kind of looked like the art style from like the Alien movies.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty
Whatever
sure
that artist was that designed.
I think I talked about it because I compared it to Dead Space.
I thought you were saying that about a different game, but
or maybe I was. You know what? I'm not sure.
I think you said that about Medium.
Oh.
But it doesn't matter.
So it's like 2 Alien games coming out?
Medium isn't really like Alien.
Oh. That's all the news I've found so far. But it seems like so. Did they say when they're going to announce more stuff for the Xbox One X?
All they've really said is they're going to do one of those every month. And then they specifically said that all their first party stuff, they're going to show on the July one.
Oh, okay.
Because this is all third party. They haven't really said what the June one's going to be.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited. Y'all excited?
Yeah, man.
Fuck yeah, when's PlayStation gonna announce some shit, am I right? They fucking release some games, you pieces of shit, so I can watch people play Last of Us 2.
Pretty soon. It's like just over a month away. They announced it went gold.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's place, let's place, let's place.
Yeah, dude. I booked off my days for it. From work this week.
Oh, okay. So you're going to be like hella pissed if they fucking push it back again, right?
Dude, like, I'd be pretty annoyed if they like moved it again. It's like, just fucking make a decision. Fucking stick with it, you dicks.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, the spoilers are out there. Who even gives a shit?
Yeah.
I think if you push it again, it'll be not great. Like, especially more spoilers will come out.
The good thing is, like, it went gold, right? So
yeah.
They're making the discs and everything. So it's, like, pretty much... Even though I heard, like, before they delayed it indefinitely because of COVID, apparently it was, like, already done at that point.
Nice. Anything else y'all want to talk about?
I got a whole lot, man. Not much going on.
No, there is not much going on. And I feel like... I miss seeing you guys' faces. I miss seeing your guys' faces. I want to, like, do act outs. I want to make Ivan laugh with my stupid face.
Oh, man.
I want to give Jamie weird looks again. Tell him, like, how wrong he is about shit. Give him the old side eye.
Well, we did say that we might hit up once... restaurants and stuff open at 50%. Like, hit up some wings.
Yeah. That's going to be like, Jesus Christ, is everything just going to be like, everyone's going out on, isn't it supposed to be the 15th? So this Friday, like, should some shit starts opening up?
I think it's the 14th.
14th, so Thursday. Jesus. Have they said what? Was it just restaurants and stuff like that?
It's like hair places, so like haircut places.
Ooh, I could use a haircut. Could anyone else here use a haircut?
Yeah. Looking rough.
Yeah, like restaurants can at 50% capacity. What else was it? I'd have to look again.
Who here misses the movies? Anyone? Anyone?
I do, for sure. It's like one of my favorite things to do.
Right?
I'm mostly missing the popcorn.
Why did you just play popcorn, Ben?
It's just not the same, you know?
Is it not?
No, it's not even close.
Butter as you want.
It's not even close to the same.
No, but y'all could get Cineplex popcorn delivered to you, though.
I'm not saying actually? I've never done that. Yeah, you can. Yeah, and you can just like go get it and take it home. But through like one of them, like Skip, DoorDash, or whatever those, you can get it delivered.
Oh, I thought they were just completely closed. I didn't know you could actually.
I don't know about right now, but in the past.
Oh yeah.
No, but that... I think last week, Justin was just like, check it, and he sent us a photo of him eating Cineplex popcorn.
Oh,
maybe. For real.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
And I think you got a couple hot dogs as well.
Damn.
Yo, Cineplex got some real hot dogs.
But they're like so expensive. Why would you buy Cineplex popcorn without even watching a movie?
Look, listen here, broke boy.
That's because it tastes so much better.
Facts.
You also get a lot more in one go. So instead of having to make like two bags and feel like a fat piece of shit, I can just order a medium, get the same amount of popcorn, and be like, yeah, this is fine.
Yeah, but two bags cost a lot less than the medium.
Jamie, just because you're so cheap,
don't expect it of others.
Ridiculous.
Anyways, I'm going to go grocery shopping at the dollar store here soon, so... I'm just kidding.
So it does just as well. It says retail services.
You have to be a shop that faces a road. So your storefront has to be on a street.
Oh, okay. So like you couldn't be like malls or anything.
Exactly.
That makes sense. Because it's like big gatherings. Yeah, hairstyling and barbering, daycares, restaurants, cafes, lounges, and bars, 50% capacity. Museums and art galleries, additional outdoor recreation, additional allied health services, whatever that means.
Could we get sports back, please? Can we fucking get some sports back, please?
Dude, that I have definitely been missing that.
Same.
Dude, like watching The Last Dance, like the Jordan stuff every week, I'm just like, fuck. It would be NBA playoffs right now. Like, fuck off.
I'm missing, like, the sports news, like the drama, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I love reading about that shit. And that's a lot of my news that I intake, and now I'm just reading none of it, and I'm like, I don't really know what I'm supposed to be doing news wise now.
I know. I don't know. That's definitely been missing that.
I want to watch Mulan.
Why Mulan?
Because it looks really good.
Live action one.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry.
Yeah,
that's what I
meant. Like, why?
The Asian.
Why not, Jimmy? Shit, I just like the movies, bro. I just love the movie. I love going to the fucking movies. I enjoyed it.
You could watch Netflix at home.
Consume movies. I hate watching shit at home, bro. It's so. Watching movies, it's like, that's a 2-hour commitment. I could watch 6 episodes of anime in the span of an hour of two hours.
Find that argument so weird. Everyone's, I know. Like, I prefer shows. And you're like, how much commitment is a whole fucking season of a show compared to one fucking movie?
I don't understand it, but there's something about the fact that I've gotten through 6 episodes in the span of one movie. There's something about it that's just very pleasing to me.
It's an attention span thing. I actually almost understand what you're talking about, Fernando. Like, you have, 6 episodes feels like something versus being like, I've only been able to watch one movie.
I
haven't watched a full movie sitting down all at once in a while. I watch it in like 30-minute segments while I'm running, or I watch it two and two halves.
It's the reason why
getting like a full storyline in that 2 hours. Whereas in like an anime, you gotta watch like 13 fucking episodes to get 2 minutes of anything.
But I guess you get a bite-sized part of the story though.
And also it's building towards something in those 6 episodes. And I'm not saying like a movie doesn't build towards something, but you know, you get callbacks and stuff like that. I don't know. There's just something about TV shows. I get that it's weird. No, I don't. You don't have to. It's not that. I know it's weird, but there's just something about the idea of like, I'm able to do 6 of this one thing in the span of you doing this one thing in 2 hours. Something about it, bro.
But you get like a beginning, middle, climax, and end in that one thing. Whereas you, those 6 of other things, you get like 5 minutes of nothing.
Facts, but most of the time, the other thing is that most of the time, I don't actually sit down to watch 6 episodes. I'll watch 3 episodes, do something else, and then I'll come back and watch another 3 episodes and then do something else. I don't have to commit myself to 2 hours to, you know.
Fair enough.
Because that's the other thing.
But we know you just sit there and watch anime for like 8 hours straight.
Facts. It's not even a lie. Like, that's what happens. Like, yesterday. Oh, I guess the other thing, I got new couches.
Oh, nice.
Really?
Yeah. I got rid of the 2 couches, so we got new ones. We just did a house in Okotoks.
Yep.
Which, I already told you, Okotoks giving no fucks about COVID. but... Yeah, like I brought in these new couches, so I hope I think you guys will like them. These rich people, they're just like, hey, we don't want to take these to the next house. Anyone want them for free?
Oh, I'm sick. Like, how do you like them?
I love them.
What just are they like?
They're cloth. They're not leather.
Nice.
And they got like nice flower design, you know? a nice little flower pattern on them.
Seems like your style.
I hate you so much for saying that.
Cool.
So I can't wait till we can see each other again.
Yeah.
And we'll do VR. Yay! Woo. Ivan, you ready for that Exorcist?
No.
Yeah. He said yeah, everyone, just in case.
I heard it.
I heard it too.
I'd rather die. You hear that?
You know what? While playing it, I too rather die if I was being forced to by friends and peer pressure to play it. But I was on the ground hoping that someone would pull off the VR headset from my head as I cried.
Yeah, I get that feeling.
Yeah,
I haven't even played it, and I can already feel it doing
that to me. Keep describing it, Fernando.
Oh, bro. It's just that, so you're going through a church, right? And then the lights go off, and all you have is a flashlight, bro. And you're just walking, and every time you turn around, something happens behind you. And you don't want to turn around, but you have to progress. You turn around super slowly, and suddenly the Virgin Mary with bleeding eyes is looking at you, and you're like, ah!
Oh, my God.
Shit. Crazy.
That's a nightmare.
Right? It does sound amazing, and it is pretty amazing. Anyways, should we end the episode, guys?
Sure.
Sure. And
on that... Thank you so much for joining us this week. I swear, one day this will be back to normal, and we'll be able to talk about stuff. One day I won't be into anime. One day,
COVID. But that's not today.
One day when you watch all the anime in the world.
Jesus Christ!
It'll happen, guys. It'll happen one day. It's got to. It's you'd think this would run out eventually, right? You'd think. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you guys in 2 weeks. Later.
Peace.
Bye.